This Psychology Science Minute is brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Robin Fitovic, clinical psychology doctoral student. We know it's unhealthy to have no downtime, but what about having too much free time? Before COVID, marketing behavioral researchers studied the impact of downtime on well-being. They analyzed the American Time Use Survey data of 22,000 people, where they were asked about their leisure activities and life satisfaction. Results? Researchers found that the participants who had little downtime reported poor well-being. Well-being increased as leisure time increased, but at a certain point, having too much free time was associated with poor well-being too. These results applied to those who worked, were unemployed, or were retired. The results stayed the same on weekdays and weekends, where the amount of free time differs. However, these results were only when spending downtime alone. When with others, people felt a better sense of well-being as well as when people believed they were productive, even during their leisure activities. Too much free time can lead to feeling stagnant. However, people feel more fulfilled spending time with others or working toward their personal values or goals. Find happiness in doing what gives you a sense of purpose in your free time. I'm Robin Fitovic, and that's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute.